Pets Blood Bank is a charity and we're just like the Human Blood Service, but we do it for dogs. Our blood products are available 24/7 for dogs in need, and every unit of blood that a dog donates can help to save the lives of up to 4 other dogs. So it's a really, really crucial service, and it's something that we all need to be there for our dogs. You know, if they need blood, we want to know that the blood is there. So that's what we aim to do at the charity.
Do you cover Fife specifically, or do you cover the rest of Scotland as well?
So we're actually a UK charity, and we have several places in Scotland where we run donation sessions, and we have 2 in Fife, so we have Glenrothes and Dunfermline as well.
Great, good stuff. And how can a dog in Fife become a life-saving dog?
So we'd love to hear from anyone in Fife who has big, healthy, happy dogs. So specifically, we're looking for people who have dogs that are fit and healthy. They need to weigh over 25 kilograms. They need to be aged between 1 and 8. And they should be confident and enjoy meeting new people. So we're particularly looking for dogs that are happy and, you know, they enjoy meeting new people, enjoy new experiences. They're comfortable going to the vets, things like that. Because we know that these dogs are more likely to enjoy the donation process, because at Pet Blood Bank, it's all about the dogs. We want the dogs to have a really good time with us. We want them to enjoy the experience. They get lots of fuss and attention throughout the donation sessions, lots of treats as well. We make it a really good, fun outing for them. And we have 2 locations in Fife where people can come along. So we've got a vet practice in Glenrothes and also in Dunfermline as well, where people can come along and bring their dogs to give blood. So the sessions, they operate very similarly to the Human Blood Service. Your dog is first checked by a vet to make sure they're fit and healthy to donate that day. And then if that's all fine, they go through to the donation portion where they give approximately 450 milliliters of blood. And then after that, they get their doggy tea and biscuits, which is a nice drink of water and lots of treats as well. And they get a goodie bag to take home. They get their photo taken for our Facebook page. So like I say, it's a really fun day out for the dogs.
Definitely sounds like it. Absolutely. And do you need a specific number of life-saving dogs to make sure that you're supply is where you want it to be?
Yeah, so the demand for blood is just constant. There's always blood being needed, so we really need as many dogs as possible to come forward and give blood. In each area, we look to have around 50 to 60 dogs so that we can run our donation sessions, because we'd see about 20 dogs per session. But yeah, the demand is just really high. And then the other thing to mention that's really important for us at the blood bank is blood types, because we often get asked if dogs have got different blood types. And yes, they do. They've got 2 blood types, positive and negative. But the negative blood is in really high demand, because this can be given to any dog in an emergency. However, only about 30% of dogs have got this blood type. So we're especially looking for owners who have got specific breeds of dog to come forward as well, because there are specific breeds that are more likely to have this really vital negative blood type. So I'll just say a few of the breeds, but there is a full list available on our website. So if you've got a Doberman, a flat-coated retriever, a greyhound, a lurcher, a boxer, or an English Bull Terrier, we'd love to hear from you. But like I say, head over to our website, Pet Blood Bank, and you'll find a whole list of all the breeds that we're really looking to hear from as well.
Fantastic, great stuff. And final question from me, do the dogs find this an easy experience to go through, or do one or two of them get frightened initially before they go through the process?
Yeah, so the dogs generally find it really fun experience, because like I say, we give them lots of treats, lots of fuss and attention. And we do, when we're registering the dogs, ask the owners a lot of questions about their dog's temperament, just to make sure that we know they will enjoy the experience. Because if a dog is quite anxious, if they're scared of going to the vets, we would generally recommend that donating blood's not for them. We're really looking for confident dogs who are happy meeting new people, happy in new experiences. And that's because the nature of donating blood means that they're going to be exposed to lots of new people. They're going to be in a completely new environment. So that's why your dog being confident is really important. And, you know, welfare is at the absolute heart of what we do at Pet Blood Bank. We're really conscious of the dog's welfare. We monitor it throughout the entire donation session. And if there are any concerns at all, we just stop the process immediately. So we'd like to think that owners would have confidence in us to look after their dogs and to always do the right thing for the dog. So yeah, there will be some dogs that donating blood is just not for them, and that's absolutely fine. We're just looking for the ones that we know will enjoy it and will have a really good time at one of our donation sessions.
Thank you for talking.
Thank you. It was a real pleasure.